This is Ozarks at Large. Returning a library book is almost the easiest chore you can have. Put the book in a slot, then walk or drive away.
But getting that book back to its proper place takes a little bit more effort. As we found out this week, books returned to the Fayetteville Public Library get back on the shelves with the help of a very 21st century process.
We begin our field trip outside of the library at the drive-through drop-off.
Thanks for using the library book drop. Please insert materials one at a time. The door will close when you are finished.
A panel slides up and patrons can place books one at a time on a conveyor belt. From there, the books take a ride along more than 150 feet of conveyor belts inside the library to a sorting room any time, day or night.
That's different than the system at the previous library in Fayetteville, where after-hours returns simply fell through a slot into a bin, waiting for a human the next day to pick up the books.
Today, they put it in the library book drop that's a drive-up, and it rides down the conveyor all the way, makes a couple turns, makes a couple inclines and declines.
That's Sam Palmer. He's director of facilities at the Fayetteville Public Library. He says after the books travel along the 150 feet of conveyor system into the basement, they're sorted into different bins.
So each item is embedded with RFID technology, and as it comes down the line shaft, it automatically scans the item with all of its content that we've entered, and then it can sort appropriately.
Sam Palmer says the Fayetteville Public Library was one of the first in the country to adopt such a conveyor belt system. Gwyneth Jelinek, the assistant manager of circulation services, says last month more than 116,000 individual checkouts occurred at the library, so about that many returns happen in a month. She says the average trip for the return book, whether delivered inside or outside, is about 2 to 5 minutes. That's when each book arrives to the sorting room, moving along the conveyor belt.
The book or CD, DVD, or other item then gently rolls onto a set of rollers. Gwyneth Jelinek shows off what happens next.
And I will put it, since nothing is coming down right now, I'll put an item on for you. So the item will come through. And this item is on hold. It gets checked in at this point. Underneath here is the RFID pad. And what it's doing is it's reading the information that's encrypted in the item. That enables it to toggle it from checked out status to checked in status. And then it recognized that this item was on hold and sent it to our holds bin.
Gwyneth says the conveyor system is in constant communication with the library software system called Polaris. That way, a book that has been put on hold by one patron can be set aside, even if that hold was placed on the book while it was out of the library.
So the conveyor will read the RFID tag and will tell and Polaris will tell it, oh, this has a hold on it. And it'll be able to capture the hold.
The communication doesn't happen with the item. The communication happens internally in the software. So if she gets online and puts a hold on a book, the item that you have doesn't know anything about it. All it knows is when it passes through the RFID tag, it says, oh, you're here. Somebody's already placed a hold on it. Let's go ahead and change the status of that book from checked out to on hold.
There are several bins. Bins for those items requested to be put on hold, as well as bins for items for immediate return, such as books, children's books, CDs, DVDs, adult fiction, and adult nonfiction. A separate bin for each. A steady procession of material comes along and is automatically sorted. Each item is then taken out of each separate bin by a staff member and inspected to make sure the book has come back in good shape before it's placed back on the shelves upstairs. At the end of the conveyor system is the reject bin.
Usually it's when items come in on top of each other. It can still check them in, but it can't sort them. But also it can't check in donations, which aren't supposed to come down our conveyor belts. And it can't check in items that belong to other libraries. And so there are multiple reasons why items would get rejected and go into the reject bin.
Those items have to be taken care of by people.
The conveyor system requires some, but not much, maintenance. There are more than 600 rollers beneath the conveyor belt that hugs the upper walls of the basement before dropping the books off in the sorting room. Gwyneth says a normal day produces an average of 100 returned items to the library per hour. But on the busiest days, say after a 3-day holiday, returns can be up to 400 per hour. And when the library is closed for a holiday, returns can literally pile up.
We actually have to set up a slide at the end of the line shaft. We move the reject bin out of the way, and we prop up a table to act as a slide, because if all of the bins get full, then the system is going to shut down. And so the slide just catches everything else when all the bins are full. So when we come in after a holiday, all of the bins are completely full, and there's a giant pile of items on the floor that we have to pick up, put on carts, and run back through the system. On days like those, we are probably averaging checking in 500 to 600 items an hour.
Gwyneth says the largest back-to-work collection of returned materials the staff has had to deal with was after a 3-day closure over the 4th of July in 2010. That heap was waist-deep, wall-to-wall in the sorting room.
That pile was, it was a huge mountain, probably coming up to my waist, of materials all over the, I mean.
And it spread out from wall to wall.
It took us, we had probably, I would say, 15 to 20 carts full of items that we had to run back through our system to make sure everything was checked in properly. And it took us from 8 a.m. that morning until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to get everything checked in on that day. That was record-breaking.
Sam Palmer says the state-of-the-art collection system has come in handy with the much bigger library. The Blair Library has roughly twice as many items available for checkout, 400,000, than did the previous building. He estimates the conveyor belt system does work that otherwise would require 3 more employees' attention.
The conveyor has built-in energy-saving mechanisms. It only runs when a book or CD has been placed on it and runs slower during overnight hours. And those RFID tags can help with more than just quicker returns of thousands of books and CDs. They can help keep track of the traffic, which books are the most popular and which ones have gathered dust on the shelves. And that helps keep inventory for library users efficient.
But there is one specific the staff won't share, just where that RFID information is stored.
When you say RFID tag, which one of those is this? Because there's lots of things on
here.
Well,
that is a secret.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
It's embedded with RFID technology, and it has lots of information on that RFID system to do more than one thing. It's not just to give us information about check-in, check-out status, but it also helps us secure the item within the building so that it can't be stolen.
And Sam and Gwyneth say the conveyor system works just fine if patrons place each item on the return belt one at a time and only put items in the return that are marked so. No magazines, please.
This is Ozarks at Large.